They sent a woman this time? Oh, don't be so quick to take offense, girl. I'm delighted. It was getting tedious. All those virginal young paladins riveted up in steel and self-righteousness. Did none of the Holy Fathers understand the idiocy of sending celibates to kill a succubus? So, whose idea was it to send you? Matthias? He was a wonder when he was a young priest. Cock like an iron serpent. And once he convinced himself he was helpless against my devilish tricks, he performed with, well, let's just say I was schooled in the meaning of holy fuck. Not Matthias? Bartholomew, then. Does the old fool still carry himself like he has a stick up his ass? Which, by the way, is how he likes to be fucked. Do I shock you, girl? No? Well, that's refreshing. Usually by this time, the virgin boys are weeping and waving their holy trinkets and insisting I slink back into the pits of hell. You must be tired. Trekking through my swamp is no easy task. I have wings, of course, so the journey to your village is nothing to me. But for you, hacking through the serpent vines, avoiding the mud moss, it must have been exhausting. If you villagers were as welcoming in daylight as you are during our moist midnight encounters, I could find a closer lair and save you all this muddy travel. Of course, then there'd be no reason for the violence, the endless assassination attempts. I suppose you're anxious to get to it. In that way, you're a little different from the virgin boys. Not that I blame you, you've come a long way to fulfill this destiny. But before we begin, let me lighten your burdens. I'll start by ridding you of that cumbersome armor. Oh, look how it falls away. This is when the virgin boys really get nervous. When they find themselves like you, stripped down to tunic and tights. Don't look so surprised. Any succubus worth her cunt knows the spells that open locks and knots and buckles. How embarrassing otherwise to have an omnipotent creature of the dark defeated by a window latch. If I were one of your patron saints, I'd be the saint of thresholds, entrances. I open locks, I open loins, I open those dank little dungeons of the heart where you humans hide your stickiest desires. A stick up the ass is nothing compared to some of the cravings I've encountered. So, what are yours, girl? What makes you wet and breathless? Just as every mortal casts a shadow, every desire casts a perversion. Purity isn't a state of being, it's a system of measurement. How do you rate? How far do you rise above your shadow? You're young, strong, quick, ferocious. Is your shadow weak and whimpering? Does it like to be held down, pinned, and helpless? There is such freedom in being restrained, stuck. Anything can be done to you. Any weakness allowed. Any wetness indulged. And it's not your fault. I can be that for you, girl. The one to carry your blame. Look at me. Look at my body. Wings to enfold you. My tail to entwine you. Breasts to smother you. My cunt to drown in. What more could you want? Let me be your captor, prisoner to your every whim, your master, slave to your every desire. Oh, I can feel your need like embers against the cold drudgery of your duty. Let me blow on those embers and make them flare and burn and dance with sparks. You want me, girl. You want to touch and taste me. That slick, muscular tongue of yours is wasted, shaping prayers when it could be exploring the shape of my cunt. Sip me, sup me, drink my juices like wine. Be transformed. No? Then you have much more strength than the virgin boys. More strength than the righteous men who sent you here. Draw your weapons. Try to pierce and pummel my flesh in more masculine ways. Ah, a holy blade, and your mace forged of cold iron, pious and pagan. Have you no twice blessed silver to bind me with? The thinnest chain would drain my powers and make me easy prey. No? Pity. Very well. Do your worst, girl. Attack. Oh, you're quick. A slash, a swing. Yet all you carve and crush is air. Your speed is no match for my wings. I can stay just out of reach. A razor's edge beyond your every strike. How far will you chase me, girl, as I flip back into my swamp? Come along, over here. Ooh, that was close. You are impressive. If only that clump of vines hadn't slowed your swing. Another near miss. You might have landed it if the swamp grass hadn't clutched your pretty little feet. You're so dedicated, so driven. I suppose you deserve a chance. Follow me, my stocking-footed lass. Let's get clear of the vines and creepers and tree roots. I know a place you'll favor. This way. Here I am, skimming just above the center of this clearing. You've no obstacles here, no excuses. Come at me. Show me how fast you are. Show me. Show me. Oh, you silly fool. A little mockery, a snide challenge. and you charge at me like all of those stupid virgin boys, sword in one hand, dick in the other, right into a mud moss bog. Sticky, isn't it? Like goblin butter. Gooey and soft and very, very deep. Struggling like that is just gonna make you sink faster. You could try screaming for help, but you're not that type. Besides, the only thing that would hear you way out here is me. Do you want my help, girl? Do you want me to save you? Let you grab my legs and, with a flap or two of my wings, pull you free? No, you'd rather sink than accept my help? Very well. Very heroic. An epic death is a hero's prerogative. But does this really count? Tricked into a trap, sucked down in a simple mud hole, lost forever to time? It must be horrible. The softness, the way the muck yields under your stockinged feet like jelly, only to ooze back and press snug and sticky around you. Your calves, your knees, oh, your thighs. And you're still squirming, making it worse. I thought you, a warrior, a hunter of monsters, would show a little more discipline. Or is it because I was right about you? Are you wanting to be pinned and helpless? Stuck. My naughty girl, there's a part of you enjoying this. Snarl and deny it all you want. Your nipples against the cloth of your tunic. Tell me otherwise. If I were to reach into those tights, I'd wager I'd find another sopping bog. Helpless and aroused, squirming with fear and pleasure, you've no choice but to submit to me. I'm the only one who can save you. Spike your sword into the bog side. Do it. Its weight is only dragging you down faster. Good. Now throw away that mace and all your charms and talismans. That's it. I want you defenseless in every way. Helpless to resist me. So just let me fly closer and... No, don't try to pull me down. I'm strong enough to shake you off without a thought, you see. And now you're mired to your hips in that slime. Behave, and I'll give you an experience worthy of being trapped. Here now. Reach around and grab the back of my thighs. Good. Oh, so eager now. Press your mouth to my slit. Yes, yes. Oh, let me grind against you. Lips to lips. Of course I'm wet. I'm a succubus. I'm perpetually aroused and dripping. Suck me in. Drink me. Pierce me with your tongue. Oh, don't I taste better than those dusty hymns? Deeper. Deeper. Push that tongue. Oh. Dig your nails into my ass. Claw yourself up against my cunt. Can you feel my juices coursing through you? Like liquor, like venom, firing your blood with lust, burning away your soul. That's the price, girl. That's always the price. Your soul. You can stop now if you want to. Stop now if you can. Oh, where's your hand going? Into your tights? Into your own cunt? Greedy girl, we'll come together. Come together. Come together. Come. 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 Oh, sending a woman was long overdue. You. Wait, what? What have you fastened around my ankle? A delicate little chain. A chain of twice-blessed silver? No. No, I had you throw all your charms away. Where did you hide this? Damn you, girl. It smells of your cunt. You hid it inside yourself? I can't break it. Take it off. Take it off. It's draining my power, making it hard to stay in the air. I must get to the edge of the bog. You're on your own, girl. Let the mud moss have you. No. No, I don't have the strength. I'm falling. Oh, this is sticky. It has my feet. With the chain binding me, I can't pull free. You clever bitch, you deceitful cunt. Well, it looks like you'll have company at the bottom of the bog then. What are you doing? Taking off your tunic? Hooking it over the hilt of your sword where you spiked it into the solid earth? If I could reach you, I would pull the flesh from your bones. I can't get out. I can't get out. I'm sinking deeper. My knees, my thighs, my hips. Oh, and look at you, free, triumphant. But what have you really achieved? This bog won't kill me. It can't kill me. What do you mean, you know? What do you mean this is even better? Imprisoned? Buried for generations in this soft, sucking muck? Lost forever to time? You bitch! You whore! Get me out! I'm up to my tits, my beautiful tits! You don't have to do this. I can make you rich. I can make you powerful. I can teach you the black arts. Please, please, I'm up to my chin. Have mercy upon your soul. Of course. What a fool I am. You traded your soul for my destruction. Why did they have to send a woman?